Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Miami Dolphins lose again, licking our wounds. They drop to a cool 1-5 on the season. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. 29-27 was your final score yesterday. Yeesh. Larry Zonka, my favorite follow on Twitter, he writes, "Don't know what to say. I keep watching, hoping. I see talent and even some good moments of execution. But we're inconsistent, which boils down to rehearsal. I can hear Coach Shula repeating, quote, we don't practice until we get it right. We practice till we can't get it wrong. Hashtag fins up, dolphin emoji. Hashtag well, LAC versus MIA.
One problem with that is that team was laced with Hall of Famers and with Super Bowl champs, right? So there was a different level of talent on that team. Like, I don't think that it's a situation of guys don't know where to be, right? Like, we see the pass rush. The pass rush got there, right? There were certain times where the pass rush swarmed the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. They swarmed him.
So what play or what getting it until you get it right, what role does that play in it? Just being there and not making a play.
I don't know.
It's not an execution thing. It's a talent thing.
Chai Johnson says, is Zonka Sam Elliott now? That's just his narrator voice. That's how I imagine Zonk sounding. I know we've had him on the show plenty of times, but I always picture him sounding like this. Which is also my Zach Sealer. But Zach Sealer doesn't get that voice right now because he doesn't have a sack.
Did the kids still want to see Zach Sealer? Or they said, nah, we good.
I don't know.
They'd rather Barney.
Hard to say. This tour thing has gotten so crazy. You have former Dolphins practice squatters coming out of the woodwork to tell us to snitch on Tua. A person named Deshaun Hamilton, who apparently was a Dolphin for 17 days, tweets out, this dude, the starting quarterback, was late to the first team meeting during my 3 seconds on the Dolphins. Everything was all cool in there.
Yo, he said wait, say that again. He was late for the team's meeting in his 3 seconds that he was there.
I was barely at the Dolphins, and he's like, Tua was late back then.
Hey, this is like Houdini. The freaks come out at night, right? Everybody coming out of the woodworks, right? Now, I'm going to say this.
We owe people apologies.
It's not amazing that he said that. It's amazing that 3 seconds in the league made him feel like he could say that, right?
I don't think that was his only place in the league, but it was his only time with the Dolphins.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not saying that. He's not saying that if he was in Kansas City that, you know, Patty was late, or in Buffalo if Josh was late.
Maybe they weren't late, though.
Even if they were, nobody's going to be calling that guy out.
Right. I think right now, regardless of what's going on with the team and why they're losing, Tua's the low-hanging fruit. As is most quarterbacks. So I'm not just going to say everybody's picking on Tua. That seems to be the way of the land. They did it with Daniel Jones in New York.
Yep.
Right? They didn't go. Wait.
It's Indiana
Jones
to you.
Let's think about this and use the Giants as an example. Right?
They ain't mentioned that you got rid of a Hall of Fame running back and thus got rid of some of the coverage that your quarterback had.
Well, arrogant.
Which is a lot of quarterbacks have that coverage.
They arrogantly right? got rid of a Hall of Fame running
right.
back.
Right.
Did you watch that Saquon doc?
No, but I watched I watched Hard Knocks offseason.
If you watch it, it delves really into the situation, and you kind of understand it more from Saquon's side. But in your response about how the Giants, how they handled the situation, the way the Giants made it seem like it was either one or the other. They couldn't do both. It was either going to have to be the quarterback or they couldn't pay the running back that type of
money. Not only giving him $40 million. That means you saved $10 million somewhere.
Schmeathen says you can't be 27-year-old with a documentary. Enough. There are a lot of documentaries. I didn't even know. Where is Saquon's documentary?
It's on Prime.
Well, Amazon Prime. Did you hear? You know whose stock is sky high right now? Baker Mayfield. You see that play that he had yesterday? Fourth down run. God, that was cool.
He just looks like a little bulldog, right?
He's just having a blast.
He may not. It's one of those people. First of all, he has an arm cannon. So let's not sleep on that, right? We can start there. Same thing with Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has a cannon. So let's not start. But when you see the way he's built, he kind of looks like one of those undersized linebackers.
That,
right?
But that's his whole attitude, Leroy. He plays
right. That's
as
what
he's
I'm
a
saying.
Linebacker. He's a quarterback.
You know who
with a linebacker like mentality.
Harbaugh.
Yeah.
That's exactly how Harbaugh, and that's why Harbaugh's intense now.
Here's the thing though. It draws the team. It draws everyone. Like, think about it, bro. Baker was ripped in Cleveland.
Right.
Colin made it.
Cleveland management.
Right. But even Colin Coward made it. It was like 2 years he was making.
The players, too, though, because you had Odell's father coming out with montages of missed throws.
And all he did, he just persevered. He just kept on playing. Now he's the number one MVP. He's number one. Odds right now for MVP in the NFL.
Rightfully so. Did you hear, you want to hear something adorable? Did you see this? You got my buttons up there, Vlad? This was Tez Johnson yesterday who caught the touchdown and then did the backflip.
Well, it was a great catch, too.
Great catch.
He caught that ball on the back end with his pinky, with his little bitty, the tips of his finger. That's a good catch.
This was him after the game.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. This is crazy. When I score and I hit MVP chant, I'm thinking they talking about me. So I asked Shep. I'm like, Shep, they was chanting MVP? And he was like, yeah. I was like, I ain't do nothing this year. And then he was like, they talking about Baker, Tez. And I was like, well, that explains it. But he is the MVP.
that's when you know you are about yourself. That is funny.
I'm giving him a minus one.
And a plus one for telling the story. Right? He get a both.
He had to find it.
Minus one.
For arrogance.
Everybody wants back on the Baker bandwagon.
Everybody does.
Not only that, you want to hear something crazy?
What?
And of course, this is a slap to our faces, Leroy, and, you know, to our fan base. The top two MVP candidates are the first two quarterbacks from the 2018 draft. Sam Darnold's having an unbelievable year himself.
Yeah.
And Baker. And they were the two quarterbacks selected. Cleveland won. Jets traded up for Sam Darnold at 3.
Does this mean that two?
But in Vlad, I don't know if I could make my point. Like, I try to make this point, and I don't really think that I make it well enough. And that is, you draft these guys 1 and 2 and 5. It's a consensus throughout the league. The only person that people felt that was a reach was when San Francisco drafted Trey Lance, right? Everybody thought that was because they thought they were going to draft Mac Jones, right? And so everybody thought these were the two best quarterbacks in that draft. They go to their respective teams that draft them or whatever. And then everybody's calling them a bust. But look at the organizations they went to. Right? And so now you get some coverage You got a defense. You got a run game. You can go out there and relax and play, and you balling, right? Same thing with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold went to a quarterback-friendly offense in Minnesota and balled out till he got another opportunity to be a starter, and he kept doing it. Is that mean? No, and then reporters want to say this. He's finally coming into his own. Nah. The dude always had talent. He just probably got up from underneath that garbage.
He's fine being coach right.
So you're saying when Tua moves on from Miami and gets away from Jonas Savatanaya, that he's going to have a resurgence?
I was just thinking the same thing.
I don't know that, because here's the other problem that I've always had with Tua, and this is Chris Greer's way of doing things, right? Me personally, if I have a top five pick, I don't care how great the player could be. If he's banged up or injured, I'm going in another direction, because I just don't want to deal with it. I could maybe get rid of one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live. That's just me, right? Same thing with what I said when the Browns wanted to get Deshaun Watson. You need a quarterback. You got rid of your quarterback. You know the quarterback that you give $230 million to going to sit out either a season or a number of games. Why are you, a team that needs a quarterback, investing that much money in a quarterback who's not going to play for a year? It makes no sense. If it worked out somewhere else, fine. Just not for us. When you need something that bad, because here's what happened. He was thrust into playing too soon. He might have not have been ready. And now we've been playing the Tua game for the last 4 years.
6 years.
6 years. So, yeah. But so Baker has always been Baker. Baker did some of those things in Cleveland. The problem is you get these guys that come right out of college, you throw them in a starting role, and you want them to be Patrick Mahomes right away.
Yeah, even he made fun of that last week. Like, he talked about, you know, it's like, my attitude hasn't changed. It just went from, you know, smug and arrogant to moxie, you know? Like it,
right, because he's winning. That's it. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Wallace said the same thing yesterday. He's like, you know, you could be 5-1 and, you know, peacocking, but you still, you know, there's still things you got to work on. So whether you're 5-1 or 1-5, you got to work on things. Right. But
that's why the Tua comments are problematic. It's like, you are aware of what the temperature is of this stuff. Don't
he should be more aware than anybody based on what he went through.
Yeah, don't throw more chum in the water. Like, right. The Dolphins, let's be real about it. The Dolphins shouldn't be a headline today. And it's the number one headline all over the NFL. I have ESPN on here. It's literally been on all day. Correct. And it shouldn't be. They are not worthy of discussion. They suck. There's nothing interesting about them other than people love a dumpster fire. And when Tua says those things, it makes them out to be an even bigger dumpster fire than their record already says they are. And so that's why it's a problem. That's why he needs to know the temperature of those things, and he doesn't. He's just like, here's a match. Take a break. We're back after this.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.